Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. In my last podcast, I talked about bacteria that form the nidus, or core, of precipitation, and some of the implications of that for the planet and for ourselves. After I finished recording it, it dawned on me that perhaps some people might have found this rather disquieting. Invaders from outer space or something. I really don't believe that this is a new phenomenon. I suspect that this has always happened. And when I think about it that way, and also the old adage that every child should eat a peck of dirt before they're, what, adult? I had this crazy thought that maybe rain and snow and hail were a form of natural vaccination. As kids, when it rained in the summer and it was warm, what greater joy could a kid have, and especially a kid raised in a suburb that was really more like a city, where the houses were so close I could stand on my side porch and reach out and touch the railing of my neighbor's side porch. What could be more fun for kids in that kind of environment that when it rained, to put on a bathing suit or old shorts and a shirt and just go out and stand in the yard and spin with your tongue hanging out and catch raindrops? Today, my parents probably would be arrested for child abuse for allowing us to do that, let alone encouraging us to go out and play in the rain. Because I grew up in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was a steel town. Air pollution? Oh, police. That was the middle name. It was everywhere. And yet we did it. And when it snowed, well, we couldn't have sugar on snow parties. Not legitimate sugar on snow parties like they do in Vermont and New Hampshire. But we could take some of Mom's maple syrup and pour it on the snow and then eat the slushy snow. Of course, a lot of times we didn't need to pour anything on it. We'd be outside playing so hard and we'd get so hot and we'd get so thirsty. But we didn't want to go in the house because Mom would make us take our boots off at least, if not our wet snowsuits, just to get a drink of water. And so you'd eat snow. Eat dirt? Oh, I'm sure we ate dirt. My dad was a gardener. We were always grubbing around in the garden looking for something to eat. Cherry tomatoes? Whoa, gift of the gods. No need to go inside for a snack. Wash them? You've got to be kidding. And so that's the way we were raised. We ate dirt. We ate bacterial rain. We ate bacterial snow. And we never even thought anything about it. And yet maybe, just maybe in such a way, we made peace with the micro population of our environment in small doses, like natural vaccinations, like communion between the natural world and ourselves. And now look where we are. I see young parents who run around with sanitary wipes, and they wipe everything off before they let their child touch it. What a difference that is, to be raised as somehow alien to and alienated from the natural world instead of part of it. Would I encourage people to eat dirt now? No, I guess not. Would I hesitate to pluck a cherry tomato off my plant and eat it? Not at all. Not at all. Would I stand out in the rain and spin with my tongue hanging out, taste the rain? You know, I just might, but not with the idea that it would be good for me. I want to know what acid rain tastes like. I've seen what it does. It scoured, changed the color of the statues I have in my yard, destroyed one of them. Does it taste as acidic as the damage it does? I don't know. I'm rather curious. I'd like to know. Eat snow? Oh, man. You know those first snowfalls and the deep ones? They're so white and so fluffy. That's the temptation. That would be very, very hard to avoid. It's too much a part of me. It's too much of who I am. It's my world.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.